You know, 10 years ago, most of the projects built were dependent on utilities buying power based on renewable portfolio standards that were established in a political environment within a state. So a state would say, look, you're going to need 5% of your energy to come from renewable sources. As things have matured, as the grid has matured with regard to dealing with renewable energy, as the industry has matured where the output for the turbines is more greater efficiencies, lower costs, it's become very competitive as a power generating resource as these coal plants become very old. And what utilities are finding that it's more important for them to buy power that's renewable because it's newer and has a long-term guaranteed stream without any commodity risk, rather than having fossil plants. With utilities buying more renewable energy because it fits within their generation portfolio, as well as large consumer demands put on by especially data centers such as Amazon, Microsoft, Facebook, et cetera, they have huge electrical demands and their corporate governance is driving them to renewables.
I farm out in the area east of Bloomington, Twin Towers or Twin Groves, I think.
Oh, right.
I noticed that it seems like there's quite a few repairs goes to those where they take the rotor off and looks like the seal go out of them and they leak oil. Is that something that is going to get better with some of these, or do you have a certain amount of downtime with all of them?
It's in our best interest to maintain them to run as much as possible. Every time the turbine turns, we sell that power. So we'll do generally monthly inspections with tower technicians to go in, look at oil, look at potential issues that you may have with the gearboxes, et cetera. So you'll see turbines down here and there because there are technicians up top there doing maintenance on them. Now, as you say, there are times where the rotor is taken off. Some of the earlier designs have had gearbox issues where those gearboxes have to be repaired. As the industry has matured, we've seen that we have better designs in those gearboxes. We have better means by which to monitor those gearboxes, borescopes to look at any potential filings that may be in there. And so we can monitor that closer so that we can take preventive action sooner rather than later. But the bottom line is there are times where one needs to go in and replace a gearbox. That means taking the rotor off and putting a new gearbox in. At times we will also, because of some lightning damage, have to replace blades.
If you use the taller rotors, the 500 footers, will you use less rotors, put less up?
That's the goal. The goal is the majority of these will be the 2.5 units. That's why we want to be right at around 100 locations.
Do they make more noise? It means they're larger?
Because the tip is moving at a faster tangential speed, they do make a little bit more noise, which is why we have installed more LNTE blades. However, based on what their noise profile is, that just means they have to be set back certain distances to still be in compliance with the Illinois Pollution Control Board.
I always thought that these probably would be upgraded, you know, instead of taken down, decommissioned. That's your goal in the long run, isn't it?
When you look at wind projects, most of the money is all up front. So you're in there putting, you know, $500 million in the ground. It's to everybody's best interest to use that as long as possible. And if you can modify it, because you have the existing infrastructure connecting all the turbines, as well as the connection to the grid, it's highly advantageous to put more efficient units as time goes on. And that, in fact, is happening elsewhere here in the state of Illinois with turbines that are 10 years old.
But probably you're going to be to the point where you couldn't put a bigger generator on the same tower when it's only designed for a certain size of one.
The biggest issue would be the foundation. Your foundation is designed for the loads from this tower. Now, as a structural engineer, there are different things I know that you can do to improve the performance of that foundation that may be advantageous. For example, drilling piles below it or reinforcing from below. That may be an advantageous tack to take because of all the infrastructure that's connected, the underground collection cable, the roads, everything else that is already in place. Anything like that that would have to be done would have to be coming back to the county for approval for anything that varies from what we're installing now.